is the Environment and Science Report. Many areas of cropland in Bangladesh are becoming unfit for farming. The land is becoming salty. It is a big problem for the small country. More than 155 million people live in Bangladesh. Growing crops is the most common way Bangladeshis support themselves. Farmers in the country are learning to grow vegetables in so-called vertical gardens. The soil in these gardens is better because heavy rains have removed much of the salt. The village of Chandipur is in southwestern Bangladesh. Pumpkins and other gourds grow on vines on top of small homes. The vegetables get the food they need from soil placed in containers on the ground. Shobita Devna is a 35-year-old farmer in the village. Her garden space is very small, but she is able to grow hundreds of kilograms of vegetables each season.
Beet kopi, palon shag, wool kopi, jhal, piaz, roshun, dharosh.
She says she grows gourds, including pumpkin, as well as green beans, red amaranth, beets, carrots, cauliflower, and more. Miss Debna depends on the vegetables to earn money. She makes a few dollars a day. This kind of farming is new in Chandipur, but it may spread across the country. Most of Bangladesh is at or below sea level. Rising sea waters linked to climate change has severely affected the country. High water from storms in coastal areas also adds salt to soil. High salt content makes crops less productive. The flow of seawater from storms like Cyclone Ila in 2009 damaged much of the soil and farm areas. The salty water flows into rivers, which then flood Chandipur and other villages. Vegetable crops fail. For 3 years now, hundreds of villagers have grown crops in vertical gardens. The international nonprofit group, World Fish Center, brought vertical gardens to Bangladesh. Dr. Craig Meisner is the South Asia Country Director for World Fish Center. He told VOA, "There is no country with such population density where natural resources are stretched to their very limits." He says if climate change adaptation fails in Bangladesh, it is sure to fail in many other countries. However, he says if it succeeds, it gives hope for the world's future. World Fish Center has trained about 200 villagers in southwestern Bangladesh to make vertical gardens. And that's the VOA Learning English Environment and Science Report. I'm Marcia James.